This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast. Hello, hello, hello. It's your boy, Miles. I wish I could finish the vine on radio. You know, we're joined by Samuel again. Hello.
Kia ora. Are you talking about the what are those? Or
no. It's your boy, Skinny Penis.
I don't think I know.
You don't
that one.
Know that one.
Oh my gosh, was that on? Oh,
I think it was Vine. I'm not sure now.
We'll have to add it to the list of things of Vines to go back on the next time that we watch Vines. Because I know that we went through like a phase of like going through ones that we all knew that the others didn't.
Yes. Anyway, we're on another episode.
Yes, we are.
Right, I'm back again. Dispatch.
Back again.
So. As usual, very unstructured, but Samuel actually has a topic today.
Yes, I do. And I was hoping for a little bit of a segue into it. But that's okay.
Segue into it. Okay. Shall I officially announce your co-hosting?
Yep, sure.
Yep. We have a new co-host. Samuel is joining us for the foreseeable future, unless stated otherwise.
Yep.
I can always publicly retract the statement.
Yep.
if you decide you hate it.
It also depends on like working times and things like that. So yeah, just got to
figure. We're going to shuffle around our recording time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you do co-hosting. I'm going to look up if this thing was a Vine or not.
Okay. Well, Vine was also a thing from like 10 years ago. And the topic that
it
I
It is a Vine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah. So yeah, Vine was a thing that was 10 years ago, and the topic that I wanted...
I think over 10 years ago now, wasn't it?
Oh, it might have been. It could have been.
Because I remember... this is going to make you feel old.
Oh, good golly gosh.
I was 10 watching Vine compilations because...
It had just shut down.
Because it had, shut down. Oh. So that was, 10 years ago.
Oh. R.I.P. Vine.
About 10 years. I would say probably longer.
That actually also reminds me of a meme that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to explain memes when they're text-based.
Will we worry about it?
We'll give it a shot.
Yep.
So basically it was someone had tweeted, "I miss Vine." And then the reply was, "What Tarzan said on the way to the ground." Yeah, there. Yeah.
Yeah. I miss actual Twitter.
Yeah, before it was... what it became.
Capitalist playground.
Yeah. But that actually is a good segue there because that's what I wanted to talk about was old school Twitter feuds. Back when the only thing that people really argued about online was like pop culture things that didn't matter instead of, you know, capitalism and...
really deep
and
topics.
Neo-Nazi right-wing things, and it's scary.
Maybe we want to go to social media to escape these kind of things, but instead...
They followed us.
Yeah. People just can't separate their social and work lives.
Mm. No, they can't. But also the thing is that social networking and social media in general, it emboldens people to be a bit braver and bashful online.
Yeah, and especially because you're not like looking someone in the eye while you're saying these horrible things.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like social media anymore. There's a hair on my microphone. I don't think I made any noise and I plucked that hair out of the microphone foam. That was
well
cool.
Done.
But yeah, Twitter feuds.
Yeah, so I was just reminded today, back when Twitter was a more wholesome-ish place, before it...
I mean, there was always the dark side.
There was always the dark side. But I was reminded 10 years ago was when Taylor Swift was having a feud with Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry came in, and this is the beef that started it all off.
Didn't you say Kim Kardashian earlier?
Oh, I thought, but then I just looked at what I was looking at. The Kim Kardashian thing was something separate.
Right.
But that's also where... Taylor Swift went to make a statement about the Kim Kardashian thing was on Twitter as well.
Right.
Yeah. But I can't remember what Nicki Minaj did in the first place.
I don't know anything about this. As I prefaced earlier, I am too young.
I have a feeling that Nicki Minaj made basically alluded to Taylor Swift only getting to where she is because she's a white woman, had privilege, and then Taylor tried to clap back and say something along the lines of, "Oh, maybe one of the men in your industry, in your side of the music industry, took your slot, and it wasn't a really good takedown."
Does that make sense?
I can't remember the exact details. Right. I could be getting it wrong. But basically Taylor...
But also, like, white supremacy isn't something that you can just say, no, white supremacy didn't affect my career, because it's impossible to track the widespread effect of it. Mm. And a lot of the time it's even just subconscious as well. It's not an intentional thing.
There is also important to clarify there's a difference between white supremacy and white privilege.
Oh, did I... I meant privilege.
Yeah.
I meant privilege.
Yes.
Did I say supremacy?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I meant privilege.
Yeah. That, yeah. Basically, Taylor Swift 10 years ago said, I've done nothing but love and support you, Nicki Minaj. It's unlike you to pit women against each other. Maybe one of the men took your slot. And this is where it gets even more dramatic, because Katy Perry decides to wade in.
Why?
Because
why
this
involve
is,
yourself?
This is what celebrities did back in the day.
Really?
And Katy Perry had nothing to say about finding it ironic to parade the pit woman against other woman argument about as one unmeasurably capitalizes on the takedown of a woman. And that was because Katy Perry and Taylor Swift had an argument, and Taylor Swift took down or had a go at Katy Perry. And then that's when the music video thing came out, and then the Kim Kardashian thing came out, and then Katy Perry tweeted...
It's so stupid.
It is. And then Katy Perry came along and said something along the lines of, beware of the wolf in the sheep's clothing or something. And that was...
You know what? That's a good song, though, Wolf in Sheep's Clothing.
Mm. But she was hinting at the fact that Taylor Swift wore cardigans was wearing... It was all very complicated. I'm misremembering details as they went along.
It's all so petty.
It is. And then everyone said that Taylor Swift and Katy Perry hated each other for so long, and they stole each other's backup dancers and things like that. And then they made up in the music
video.
Maybe
the backup dancers just decided to switch careers or, like, switch employees. Like, I work in a cafe. I know my boss isn't going to freak out if I go and apply at another cafe.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing.
I think they like it too. But in the performing arts industry, like, you're contractually obliged to sign up with different...
And if your contract ends?
Again, it's complicated, and I don't know the full details of their exact contracts themselves. But everyone suspected it because there was a reason, because Katy Perry then went along and her backup dancers wore polka dots, and it was right after Taylor Swift had released a music video with polka dots and similar costumes and things like that. And they're like, oh my God, they're hinting at the same thing. And it was just very, like, everyone was reading into it way too much.
Mm.
Mm. There you go.
I look at polka dots and I'm reminded of the lining of my small intestine.
That's not where I thought that was going.
Half a quote, half just actually true.
Did you ever sing the song in school? And this might hint to how old I am. It was like, she was, and it was like, eeny teeny bitsy witsy, tiny polka dot bikini.
Oh, like, I know it, but I don't think we ever sang it in school.
Yeah. That's all I can remember from it. We did it in primary school for some reason.
I remember we sang Green Day for my Year 6 leavers.
What, Wake Me Up When September Ends or American Idiot?
I forget the actual title of the song, but it starts out like, another turning point, a fork stuck in
the road. Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Yeah.
I think.
Is
yeah,
it?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. I did just, like, keep singing ahead in my head.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We sang that for Year 6 leavers, and we had someone playing the piano as the backing, except the piano was out of tune.
Well, I still don't think that a piano would be the best accompaniment for that song, and even if it was.
And we weren't selected for our singing prowess either. It was just the entirety of Year 6.
So it
just sounded awful.
How big was your school?
I want to say probably about 100 kids.
In Year 6?
In that year.
Yeah. Wow.
One of, like, I don't know, 12 primary schools in Invercargill.
Oh, right. Yeah, I keep forgetting that.
You keep forgetting.
You know, because I went to an area school that basically encapsulated all of, like, primary, intermediate and secondary. So it was year one all the way through to year 13. And I keep forgetting that there are some schools that are just one or the other.
Yeah, because I went to James Hargis, which was a secondary and intermediate and secondary school.
Yeah.
But they had separate campuses.
Yeah.
Because James Hargis is, I think, 3 or 4 different schools merged together.
Right.
So it's a massive campus.
Yeah.
There's the junior and senior campus. Yeah. But changing topic. Oh. I complimented your shirt earlier and you didn't compliment my shirt back.
I love your shirt, Angel.
It says Angel on it for those who can't see. That was all I wanted to say.
I was slightly distracted, trying to sign in, and it was like a rush and a tussle and a fuss.
I do love your shirt. It's a lovely forest green, and that is my favorite color.
Oh, good. Well, I do need to get a new one, so I'll focus on my forest greens.
You do look a little like a leprechaun, though.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear when I put on anything green, is that my red hair kind of does. And I'm short too. Short-ish.
You're not short. Well, if you call yourself short, you're calling me short, because we're the same.
We've had this conversation before.
I know.
But based on the average male... Wait. Which order do these words go in? The average male height in New Zealand is...
The average height of males in New Zealand.
Yeah, is 1.78 centimetres. I am not that tall. So
yeah, I don't know if I fall under, as a transgender man, the male or female demographic for that. I think it probably would be female, because I think I stopped actually growing before I started testosterone or anything. Because it's all about like when your growth plates do their thing.
Yeah. I was really short up until like 14, and then I popped up to this. So even though I'm short-ish now, I was considerably shorter as a preteen, even up until 13 or 14. Like,
quite short.
Yeah.
Yeah. My younger brother, he just like shot up when he hit 14, or even less than that, maybe. And now he's like 6'1", I think.
Mm.
Yeah. He's turning 18 next month.
That's 6'1".
Yeah. He's very tall. My dad's tall.
Oh.
I didn't get that.
Yeah.
I got the average height genes from my mum's side.
R.I.P.
Real. But anyway, Twitter feuds.
Oh, I'm trying to think what other ones there were.
I really loved when Katya Zamolichkova started a feud with herself.
What? How do you do that?
She just started replying to herself.
Oh, you must...
From the same account as well.
Oh, she just must have been bored.
Yeah. But it's... Yeah, I find that quite amusing. Yeah.
I love when you find out there are people that are like, start feuding with people, and it's like an actual famous like celebrity or politician, but they've created an alt or fake account as someone else.
Who created the fake account?
Oh, this has happened like multiple times through different like politicians over the years have like, they were like, you know, they'll create a fake account.
Oh, so, yeah, so themselves arguing with themselves from a fake account.
Yeah, or they'll argue with one of their enemies, or they'll start supporting themselves as the alt account.
Right.
Yeah, to make themselves like show like, oh, look how I do have the support of this demographic, or I do have the support of all these people, or, you know, I can actually argue with this other person that I don't like, but not to be myself, because otherwise I'll get in trouble. And then they get caught out.
Mm. Didn't Kara Sane do that with her Judas Collins account on Instagram?
Yes, but that was I think that was because Kira, and Kira, you can correct me if I'm wrong in telling this story if you hear it, but I think they were like trying to like be sassy as Judas Collins to their friends and people, and then they accidentally... No, it was the other way around or something like that. They wanted to be sassy, but then
they were sassing themselves from their Judas Collins account.
Really?
Yeah, they were just commenting on their own posts back and forth.
But everyone knows that they're the same.
Yeah.
Oh, girl. We love you.
Do we? We do. That's our thing, is we all roast Kira Sane and Kira Sane takes it.
Yeah. Yeah, we know that.
I want to clarify that was intentional.
Yeah. And I actually made that joke in person when they were on stage once. It was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
See, I feel like if you were slightly more confident with public speaking, you could absolutely do like a comedy set or something.
Yeah, I keep thinking about it.
I was talking with JDB Kendricks the other day, and we were just like talking. And she was like, you should write a comedy show. And I was like, oh, maybe. And then I completely forgot what the idea was. So never mind.
I do have a few funny stories that I think I could like just alter or tweak a few of the details to be
like,
funny.
I think like a 10-minute set is like plenty.
Yeah.
Like a 5-minute set. It doesn't have to be like a 40-minute special.
Mm. I have been watching a lot of like comedy comedian.
I hate watching comedians.
I quite enjoy it. Okay,
mostly because when I watch comedians, it's someone else that's put them on and it's not my sense of humor.
Right.
So I'm listening to these like old white straight men making homophobic fat jokes.
Yeah, no, I don't listen to those ones. I listen to like Sarah Milligan. What was her name? Milligan?
I don't know.
She's a British comedian and she's very, very funny. I quite like her humor. Who else do I watch? Can't remember. But she's the focus at the moment. Yeah. Sometimes
Ursula Carlson.
Yeah.
There's
hit or miss sometimes with her jokes, but.
This is unrelated. I only found out relatively recently. She's a lesbian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only found that out like late last year.
That's like her entire comedy set.
When she come to Dunedin late last year?
Possibly.
I think that's when I found out. Because I just don't care about celebrities. Yeah. I don't care.
To be fair, there are a couple of celebrities that I found out that are gay, and I, both men and women, and I had absolutely no idea. I can't think of who they are at the moment, but I know it's happened to me as well. And I was like,
congrats, I guess. Yeah. I did it before it was cool.
Before you went up on stage.
Wait, because people are doing that online now as well. Circling back to our topic, like that whole thing with JoJo Siwa, it's like, oh, I'm a lesbian. Oh,
no, I'm not.
It's like, do you have to make a spectacle of it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And when it comes to that sort of situation, though, with JoJo Siwa, I kind of feel a little bit bad for her because she grew up in that like industry that basically exploited her for years and years. And whatever's going on now, like even if... I mean, I don't feel sympathy for like the bad things that she does and the actions she takes, but I do feel sorry for her that it's probably a result of her.
It's a result of her upbringing, which was a toxic upbringing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It doesn't really make it any better. Circling back and going back. Yeah. But.
I don't know. I just think like it shouldn't be that big of a deal, and I don't get why celebrities have to announce their sexuality and stuff like that. Because there are plenty of like straight and cisgender celebrities and everything that the LGBT community has claimed as well. Like Jennifer Coolidge,
right?
As far as I'm aware, is straight, and it's like gay icon.
Yeah,
like it's that sort of thing. I don't think it needs to be a whole thing.
No.
Like, you're my favorite because you're queer.
It's kind of interesting, like, with Charlie XCX, who has had to come out and say, sorry, guys, I'm not a lesbian.
Yes, I saw that. She did do Guess with Billy, though.
Yeah, and, yeah.
That.
But the song that she did with Guess was, like, Billy's line was, like, oh, I know that.
I know that she's straight, but I'm still into her.
Yeah.
I love that song. And the music video is so funny to me.
Yeah.
The mountain of panties.
I know. For me, the thing that is so funny to me with that music video is the opening scene where it's like that random ass house party.
Isn't that like the same shot as another video that either Billy or Charlie did?
Oh, I'm not too sure. It doesn't, not to my mind, but the thing that I liked about it is that it pretty much looked like my flat that I lived in when I was a student.
You mentioned this when we were watching.
And I was like, it's so ratchet. I was like, I love it. I was like, oh man, when I was a tragic party goer. Because I'm so much more mature now. And I don't drink at all.
One of us is doing Dry July this month.
One of us was going, the other one was going to, but it didn't quite work out.
I shouldn't say that. That's sort of airing some dirty laundry on radio. What do we talk about now?
I'm just trying to – where were we at with the
– Twitter feuds.
Yeah, Twitter feuds and people making a spectacle of themselves.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe celebrities just shouldn't exist.
Yeah, but then how do we avoid that from happening? Because we do need – entertainment.
Yeah, we celebrate the content, not the person.
True. But now everyone, it's kind of the way that like culture this is probably like a cultural study, and I'm pretty sure people are researching it at universities right now. But it's probably. Like, you know, it's a cultural shift in which it used to be that, like, basically we did used to just celebrate the artist and their art.
Yeah.
But now, because we have so much more access to them through like social media, yeah. there is an expectation that we are a part of their lives because they present it to us. So we're not just celebrating their art anymore. We get feel like we get to know them, and that we do deserve to, because we feel like we know them.
And we deserve to
know, you know.
I get what you mean.
Yeah. And it's just, and it's only, it's happening with the advent of social media, obviously, because it's just so much,
I wonder if that change sort of came about by people saying, like, well, I have to be relatable to my audience, so I'm going to start posting about my personal life. I wonder if that's sort of how that started, and, like, that shift began from talking about the art to talking about the person.
It is possible, but there is also, and I'm going to specifically name, I think it was the other part of it was the Kardashians, who came along and created the reality, the reality series. And so they then had that whole entire shift of like, oh, we got to see their lives on TV. And then they took that dynamic from their reality TV series to social media in order to pump up their reality series and make it more, and like, oh, we're seeing them both aspects. Now we get to know them. And that kind of filtered out into other celebrities as well, who didn't have reality series.
Very, very proud to say that I've never seen an episode of Catching Up with the Kardashians or whatever it is.
Catching.
What is it again?
Catching. Keeping Up with the
Kardashians. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I don't know why I blanked on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, never seen an episode. Do not intend to ever watch an episode.
I watched the like first two or three, but I couldn't tell
Why
you
would
what.
You?
Well, because everyone was talking about it, and like it was like a big, it was like a cultural phenomenon, and I was like, oh, well, I may as well try and get involved. But I just had no staying power or hold over me. I was like, this is not interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never even just like, if I'm not interested in something, I'm not going to watch it.
Mm-mm.
Even if someone says like, oh, it's really good. If it hasn't captured me, screw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I don't want to watch something, I'm not going to.
Mm.
And that's also why, this controversial opinion, I love spoilers.
Oh.
Because they get me hooked. And then I go and watch the thing.
Right.
Because otherwise I just don't care.
But like, how much of a deep spoiler do you want? Because like, there are some spoilers that could be like just ruin the entire premise and concept for you.
What if I want the entire premise and concept ruined?
You don't like surprises.
So that I care about it.
You don't like surprises, do you?
I like surprises when they're good for me. I've never had a surprise party thrown for me.
Oh, neither have I, to be honest. But that's because
is that just a TV thing, and that doesn't actually happen in real life?
No, I've thrown surprise parties for people.
So you've got experience.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Do
you remember when my birthday is?
No.
That's okay.
I'm not good with people's birthdays in general unless I add it to my diary.
Yeah. Because you were early March.
Yeah.
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 But I don't remember the exact day.
Lucky number 13.
I was thinking 13, but I was like, it's not going to be 13 because it's never 13.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, people are going to be able to steal my identity now.
Oh, yeah, because I've said your full name as well.
Mm. Damn it. And my
they don't know the year you're born.
This is true.
Just say your mother's maiden name.
Well.
Don't say anything else.
You know, the question was like, what is your, the security questions where it's like, oh, what was the name of your first pet? I'm like, which one do I pick? Because I had like three or four at the same time that were
One died first?
I can't remember the order.
We had like a pet cat when I was really, really young, but it died when I was really young as well. So I like sort of remember the cat. I remember burying it.
Yeah.
I remember putting that thing in the ground, but I don't remember living with it. But then we had another cat, a black cat named Percy, and he's who I remember as my first pet. And he was the same age as me, and he died when we were 13.
Mm.
Very, very suddenly.
Mm. Yeah, one of our dogs was run over, so that was quite sudden.
Yeah, he got like really sick over 3 days, and then on the third day... Yeah.
Then on the third day, he rose.
The third day, the day that we took him to the vet to see what was wrong, he kicked it.
Well, that was a morbid, cheery near end to the things.
Should we try and brighten it up before we have to close out the episode?
Yeah.
Twitter feuds.
What? Twitter feuds. Well, we can't. I feel like I've exhausted my knowledge of that other than. Oh, actually, one time when I had Twitter.
Yeah.
Waiting into the. This, I just remembered this now. Waiting into the feud thing.
Did you feud with someone?
No, but I replied to Katy Perry when she tweeted something about. That looked like it was alluding to the feud that she was having with Taylor Swift. And she replied to me just with a little hand wave emoji. I was like, is she acknowledging the fact that I was right in my suspicions? Because I said, is this aimed at Taylor Swift or something? And it was just a hand wave emoji. I'm like, oh, she could be.
So somewhere out there, there's screenshots of your reply used as evidence for whatever this feud was.
Yeah.
Because people obsess like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice. Okay. I think we should probably wrap it up for today. I was just given a signal through the window. the closing out, how? Why am I like forgetting everything that I've done for the last like half a year and how I.
Because you're in awe of my forest green shirt.
Yep. And.
Angel.
And I'm an angel. All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.